This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How's it feel to be 50? How's it feeling?
What did you just say?
I said, how does it feel to be 50?
So good, right, Vinny? Oh.
Right now, I feel like it never stops feeling like 50 because it's been a long birthday weekend. It's a big celebration. More than I would have hoped for, but yes. Better.
More than you bargained for.
That's one way
for.
To put it.
Better by far than I would have had any thought of. So thank you guys so much.
I wasn't on Instagram all weekend, but I saw the one picture that you put up of you and some friends you have currently, and then Jason and Billy.
In the backyard.
Yeah,
that was cute.
And just the look on your face, I was like, I know that that's not really what you wanted. If we had asked you, which of course we didn't, what would you want? You wouldn't have wanted it, but
you wanted the week off. That's what you wanted.
And I did. I worried that it would be too much and that you'd be, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I was glad because it looked like you did have fun and it did turn to, it was a good thing.
It turned out great. And every one of us had fun too. Jason and Billy both had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that I talk to Billy all the time, and Jason and I are—I don't want to get too into his deal, but he's someone who's tried to sober up and hasn't had the best.
He mentioned that. I was actually surprised to hear it.
So
we thought they were all sober.
No, he ducks in and out of my life. And it's because he respects that I'm sober.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when he's not, he sort of goes away. And I feel like, all right, I know what's going on. And I appreciate that he's not, drunk calling me or whatever. And then when he wants to get it together, and I want to help him. I would do it for him if I could.
Right.
But he didn't drink the whole weekend and... Because he knows Billy is also sober, and it's a thing. So it was cool. We had a great time, and he left going, I had the best weekend, and his chick, it was Denise, had a great week. At one point, I guess this was Saturday. So we left here. They left and drove the coast.
And so you caught up with them just later in the day?
We met at my place.
Okay.
So
they had a hotel.
They had to go to the hotel and clear out and do all that.
Yeah. Right.
And we hung out and had a sort of an afternoon, and I let them get cleaned up and do their thing and showed them around a little bit and we caught up, and then they took little power naps and I went home and saw the family, right? Mm-hmm. And then we had the little party at my house, which is the picture you saw in the backyard. And the missus had gone to, I can't think of, Watsonville, which is, there's a Mexican market there that she
I'm sure.
Well, probably, yeah. But she goes there and got piñatas and the meat and which we made tacos and.
The carne asada.
All the stuff, it was really, yeah. She even has serving, heating.
Oh, chafing dishes.
What did you just call them?
Chafing dishes.
That's what she calls them, too. Yeah. So weird that people know what that's called.
Well, they're just the things you might see at a buffet. Big, they have a little the heat source underneath.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's what she said, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the chafing.
Well, it heats the water, and then the pan is up above it, and it keeps it evenly.
It was wonderful. Heated. So the... It
delicious.
Was,
how many people came to your party?
It was just going to be the three families, the McCutcheons, the Cooks, and us. And it's basically because we've all got kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was really about The kids?
Yes.
As it always
it's easy.
Is.
It's so much easier for the parents when the kids have other kids to play with. Everyone can just sit there and be shell-shocked. And
So it wasn't going to be a big bash. And then Jason and Billy and Denise. Mm-hmm. So, and we all...
You just added a few to the party.
Had a great time. And there was carrot cake, which I wish there wasn't.
But you love it so much.
Oh, my God.
Just eat it and eat it and eat it.
And it
just
was
eat it.
Just eat it. Eat it.
Anyway, so we did. It. Okay, so so now we're at Saturday. Billy and I get up. We go surfing.
Oh, okay. Great. Oh, good, good, good.
We surf for like 2 hours. We had the best time. And now we're walking back.
You taking me to your special spot?
We went to the spot where there were waves. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're walking back. And Jason and Denise ride up on bikes. And we're like.
Hilarious.
Awesome. And they were just stoked. They don't, you know. Denise was like, we don't get out enough. This is rad.
Oh, good.
So they were super pumped by it all, and it was cool. It was, and you know what was neat, too? I post our Facebook stuff or our Instagram, but I never post to my Facebook, you know, the
right.
one yes. that all my high school friends are on. So one of the pictures I put up with Jason and Billy, and all my high school friends were like, oh, my God, you guys.
The Three Musketeers.
And all the names that I saw were like, oh, my God, look at that.
His nipples on there.
I don't think he's on Facebook, but Rochelle was. Mm. And Jennifer Jankowski. Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Jennifer. Like,
it's just crazy how many people I just don't post. So why would they have cause to comment when there's nothing there?
But they follow you, and so when you do post, they get to see it.
It's just neat. I see all them, and you know, but anyway, it was rad. It was super great, and thank you very much.
Welcome.
I loved it.
Good.
Not next year, though.
No, next year we're not going to give a crap about your birthday.
I'm good for a long time.
I feel the same way. Like, now that we're past, I mean, 50 is the big one. It's all downhill from here. Like,
totally.
Let's just shine it on.
Yeah. Part of the reason.
Quick little happy birthday and maybe a cupcake.
Get on with it.
Yeah. That was so great is because we don't do that.
Right.
So for that to have happened like that, I think that was my best birthday that I can remember.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear it.
Honestly.
I honestly had such stress that morning. I mean, even leading up to it, you know, it's a ton of work that mostly Uzette does. I mean,
it's a thing that I would wake up with. I'd roll, you know, you roll around your sleep and it's the thing I rolled around with for months now. And I go to sleep with, it's just everything on my mind. So it's just such a relief to get it over with.
Right.
No offense.
But I felt
I
it acutely that
to get
morning.
It over with.
I was worried for us. I was worried for you. I was worried for the friends that were up there.
Yeah.
I was worried for, you know, that no listeners would come because we couldn't tell anyone ahead of time. Like it was so I just didn't want to ruin your 50th by doing something that maybe we shouldn't have done but you know, we just said the hell with it. We got to take a chance and.
Yeah.
You
take
know,
a chance, take a chance.
Can't let the 50th go by, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yes, you're off the hook. All of us are.
Well, forever
I guess not,
now.
I guess not Hooman and Bryn, but.
Right.
When they turn 50, you know, we'll yell at love. I just can't imagine us ever putting together. That was big.
I want to thank a couple people again. Michael Martin, who okayed everything for us. Thank you, Michael.
Got us budgets for all the things we needed to do.
He said, we kept giving him ideas. Yes, yes. Greg Nimitz, yes, yes.
Yep. They stepped up and made it happen.
I owe
again,
a lot
the
of
hard
thanks,
rock.
Too,
thank you.
For sure. And
Well, you're going to be filling out a little card momentarily.
I'm going to write a bunch of thank yous, but I actually am going to need some names. There's a long list of people I need to get to.
I'll give you the thank you list.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
Oh,
I'm glad that was that's a nice thing to say. That this
enough
was
about
a good,
that. Game of Thrones is back.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's up?
Shoot.
I mean, we only heard about it for an entire year.
Well,
that you're frothing over the whole thing.
I have a whole
thing.
Break planned on it. You know, I mean, just a minor half hour or so that we'll do on it.
That's good.
You're welcome, Hooman. It was funny because this week worked out to where we had Monday off for your birthday, and then. You know, to have Hooman back on the Tuesday, which would be the first day that we could talk about Game of Thrones. Did you guys all? Did everybody?
Oh,
watch?
Absolutely,
okay. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bittersweet. I have to say that we've waited forever.
Six or eight episodes. I keep forgetting.
Six total. So
and you know
there
what?
Are
that,
only
that
five
wasn't
left.
Even, that was barely an hour episode.
It was an hour and 1 minute.
I'm like, hey, I thought.
There was a 15-minute recap before the show started.
Yeah, so that taken out of it, I mean, it equaled to like 46 minutes, really.
Yeah, you know, I was glad because they got to, they wrapped up a lot of stuff and revealed a lot of stuff in that first episode that was, they're clearly fast-tracking this. They're going to get to the battles. They're going to get to the war with the White Walkers. And they, like, they, you know.
Does it feel like they're rushing through, though?
No, I felt like they just didn't waste any time.
Which we don't want.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Were they? I felt
people
super satisfied
were saying,
by
I read
it.
A lot of comments over the last couple of days, and people felt that they were rushing through.
Mm.
But, I mean, yeah, let's get to the point. I'm ready.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was too rushed. I felt like there was a couple satisfying things that happened. They didn't mess around. Got right to it. And then
You don't think the Dragon Joy ride was messing around?
Oh, people were pissed at that.
That was awesome.
I loved the
loved
that was my
too.
Favorite part of the
hilarious.
Episode. I'm like, oh my God, look
it's
at that.
It's so like, it's so phony, but I'm just like, oh God, that's so good.
I what? Swear I was so watching good. That so, going, what kind of phony baloney
yeah,
is this?
It
awesome.
Was.
Ridiculous.
Like, let's play a video game here. What's going on?
So stupid. The thing is, I
right
actually
out of a Tom Cruise movie.
It was awesome. I loved it. It looked so fun. I was like, oh, I need to have a dragon. I got to teach my dragon at home.
Oh, you have to. Please do.
What do I hold on to? Whatever you can.
Yeah.
What if he doesn't let me?
Well, then it's been
well,
nice
what does
a
dragon
you,
eat? Whatever it wants.
That's right.
Mm. There's so many funny lines there. I mean, I cried. I shed a tear when Arya met up with Jon.
Oh my God, I totally burst into tears at that.
That was a good. That was a really cool moment.
Well, they haven't seen each other since like episode one of the entire series, and they clearly were super close. And oh God, it's so good. It's just so good to have it back, and it's heartbreaking that we only have 5 more episodes. I'm super torn. I don't want it to be over. I want it to never end. But also, I can't wait to see how it ends.
I know.
Do you want to tell them about all the extras and behind the scenes? Because you wouldn't want it to end. We just sat.
Well,
and watched.
There must have been
40.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of cast interviews. Them all talking about how it's been to play their characters, and then there's the behind the scenes stuff and inside the episode. Mm-hmm. And we sat there. We must have sat there for another hour just watching. And we're like, okay, one more. Do the Kit Harington one. Okay, one more. You know, do the Cersei one.
We watched the behind the scenes of them lighting that little boy on fire at the end.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
How they did that.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Rewound that a couple times. That was crazy.
Well, he was all gone crooked, right?
Like, yeah, he was a White Walker.
It was like he's a bad guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a White Walker.
Right.
You know,
okay.
They got him.
Oof.
There's all those arms and legs around him. What the
crabby
hell
legs
that?
Or whatever that was.
Right. They did look like a bunch of crab legs arranged at like a Red Lobster.
Well, they're saying
like a platter.
There was 7 limbs to represent the 7 kingdoms.
Oh.
Wow. Look at you. And you didn't see that in an hour of extras that you watched?
I'm telling you, it's all the comments that I'm reading because people have their own idea of what everything was. But tell me, who was the kid?
Do you remember when the one kid who I guess, like, I don't know, every adult male in his town had died, so he was the leader of that town. He went back to get his people. Remember, he asked for horses and supplies.
I do. Okay, that kid.
So he leaves, and that's the first place that the White Walkers go, and they put him up there as a, like,
didn't know who that kid was. Got it. Okay.
I think that's who it was.
Makes sense.
How was that threesome scene? Or should we wait?
The foursome scene?
Foursome scene. That was good, huh?
I don't know. They seemed a little distracted.
Bringing up sex.
Oh, the ladies.
Way more trippy was the Cersei scene.
Which scene?
When she banged Euron.
Oh, yeah, that was. What'd you do that for? I hate that guy.
She had to pay. She had to pay the piper.
She didn't have to.
Yeah,
she needs him. She needs his backing.
Yeah.
And she's going to trick him. Is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant?
She's so evil, man.
I guess she is pregnant. She's about to say.
So you love your brother. But you're doing this guy.
It's
for
the kingdom. You got to do what you got
to do. Well, she's mad at Jamie, too, because he took off, you know, to help fight the dead people. You know.
Well, hello.
Yeah.
They're all going to die if he doesn't fight them.
She's such a bitch. Like, why did she even bother coming back and saying, okay, we'll support you? Why did she even bother?
I like the naked scene, though. Her naked scene?
I didn't see her naked.
The shame? Oh, the walk of shame?
No. When she was in bed with Jamie And then he's like, no one can see us like this. She goes, I'm the queen. But she got up from bed. I was like, oh. Nice.
Oh, so
everything.
That's a past episode.
That was another episode, right?
No, it was. You know what? I'm sorry. Watching the season before, leading up to that night.
Okay. I was going to say, so hold on a second.
Sorry,
wait a minute.
I'm totally confusing scenes.
I know. Anyway, we watched some of the last season, too, just to
brush up.
And then I was like, oh, my God, I've forgotten more than I remember, you know? Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to watch the whole thing again at some point. It's so damn good. And then to go back and see in the extras, like Maisie Williams, is that Aria's name? Each one of them is talking about how it's been, you know, on the set all these years. And she was 12 when they started, and she's 22 now.
Dang.
So they are showing her, you know, little Aria in those. She's a little girl, Bran, little boy, in those early ones. And it's just heart-wrenching to see them that. I'm like, I want to go back and just watch all of that. Like, they were just...
Along those lines, remember Lena Headey's, Cersei's interview?
She's so goofy.
Well, everyone else was just, like, so gushing, like, you know, I'll never be on a set like this again, and this was the greatest experience, and no one had an ego. But when they interviewed her, she was like, yeah, you know, when I got cast, I thought, oh, this is going to be great, another pilot for a show that's never going to take off, ever.
It just becomes like the biggest thing in television history.
Exactly.
You know what I really thought was neat as I was watching over the weekend, the build-up to it? There were some things about Maisie Williams. What's her red-headed sister's name?
Sansa. Sophie Turner.
Oh, Sophie Turner. In real life, Maisie Williams has blossomed into a beautiful young lady from sort of an awkward-looking teen. And it's neat to see her in real life, and you go, oh, it all worked out.
Their pink hair or brown hair, right.
Yeah.
You never know.
She looks great.
She's an interesting-looking little kid. She has this tiny little mouth, these humongous eyes.
Right.
Really wide set. Yeah, the eyebrows are severe. What you don't like how Sansa turned out?
No, I just think that Maisie was a very awkward looking teen through this show, but seeing her in real life, she's blossomed. She looks beautiful.
There was some.
It's good.
There was a sit down with the girl who plays Brienne of Tarth, who is so like just she is just. Rough looking on the show, and there she is, and she's just got her hair loose around her face, a little bit of makeup on. It's like, oh my God, she's a glamour puss. Like, she just, you don't realize how attractive someone is when they're, you know, covered in mud and blood and armor,
right,
with a severe haircut.
No, I felt like a lot of kids who grow up on screen, it doesn't always work out for them.
It doesn't, and they take a chance on those kids too, you know, like, oh, they're cute now.
Or Haley Joel Osment never worked out after those teen years.
He was on Silicon Valley as playing like a game maker mogul guy.
Yeah.
Still works.
Well, he did a couple episodes on that, and he was, but he's heavier.
Oh.
And has this weird beard, and it was just sort of interesting to see, like, he unrecognizable. Like, if I didn't know it was Haley Joel Osment, I never would have gone, oh yeah, that's the kid from The Sixth Sense or
dang,
whatever.
He's only 5'4".
Oh yeah, he's
a little guy.
What?
Yeah, 31
so he
years
didn't
old.
Grow up.
No,
he grew out.
Oh, I didn't say that out loud. That was you, Seth.
Anyway, I don't even mean to be picking
it looks
on him.
Like, looking at his resume, he's been working steadily, you know, sort of undercover.
But
doing
just
stuff.
Not at the level.
Not major star.
My point was, he was the cutest kid.
So cute.
So cute.
Yeah. It's like the kid from Jerry Maguire.
Oh, right.
Like, what happened to that kid?
You want to know how much the human
brain
weighs? Right.
Jerry.
Guy was so cute.
He was.
Oh. All right, let's break, and we'll come back and just talk about all the things that are going on in the whole wide world. Only the fun things, though. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.